All right, Bob. There were a couple of Steelers who were in the news after the game, and I might say that news was way more interesting than anything they did in the game. One was Najee Harris. One was Broderick Jones. I'm reading now on, and by the way, we are at Diamond Run Golf Club today. I'm telling you, it's raining right now, but that just makes the course look more beautiful. It's just, I feel like we're in Ireland right now, Bob. The green as green could be.
It's beautiful, and this is a great finishing hole at 18, but we're here to help a great organization.
We are. Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh places over 4,500 homeless animals into loving homes each year, rehabilitates and releases over 4,000 sick, injured, or orphan wildlife into their natural habitats. It's just, it's incredible work that they do. So I'm reading PennLive.com. Broderick Jones unloads on Steeler fans after loss to Colts. Come take my spot, he says, Bob. So there's been a lot of criticism of Broderick this season. The Steelers have probably done him dirty by toggling him between left and right tackle, by throwing him into a game with an ill-conceived plan to rotate with Fatanu in Denver. And their best idea was, after the offense actually got off to a great start in that game, let's put Broderick in at the one-yard line. Cold. So after the game yesterday, here's some of the tweets that he got. You ready? One from Minkaberg Steelers, who probably never makes an interception. Get Broderick Jones off my team, dude. Broderick replies, LOL, come show me how it's done then. Come take my spot. Let's see what you got, my boy. Broderick tells either him or another person. And such messages like that. Bob, I don't know how you feel. This is absolutely the worst thing you can do, is clap back on social media. Is it that big a deal? Probably not. But in addition to that, on a day when, as far as I could tell, it was Broderick Jones who got Fields hit on that bogus personal foul call. But on a day when your lead running back averages about 1 yard a carry and your quarterback gets sacked four times and hit nine times, probably not a great day to be clapping back at people. And you never win in these situations.
I mean, it's the easiest thing to do is to ignore notifications. You know what's going to happen. People are going to do this all the time. Yet I can't help to think how many people and players have done it before. And they just dig themselves bigger holes that they have to. They talk about distractions and minimizing distractions. I would tell all my players, don't react to anything you see on social media. It's not worth it. It just isn't. I use that for my own. I'm sure you do too. Or maybe you don't, Joe. Maybe you go, You must block a lot of people.
On the day that tragically Dikembe Mutombo passes, that's what I've always said. I give them the Mutombo wag. I just block them. That's it. They're gone.
But the point is, there's no reason even to look at it. You know, there's going to be people out there who have different opinions, and they dumb it down and go dirty on you. It's not worth looking at. And that's one of the bad things about social media. A lot of good, but there's a lot of bad.
The worst time for a pro athlete, or college, maybe even more college, and probably even high school, given all the crap that goes on social media, is right after a game. It's like the old thing, you know, if you're a parent driving home with your kid after the game, and I violated this rule at times, but mostly have adhered to it, that's the worst time to talk about the game because emotions are running high. What are you doing? Stay off social media. And again, Broderick Jones had no grounds to go back at people yesterday. It was a bad game, really, for the offensive line. I think Fields did a lot of stuff miraculously on his own with his receivers. I know Najee didn't like that when people were asking him after the game.
Najee's
what
another
happened.
One. There's no need to respond the way he responds to some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you should expect questions. He wanted to lump everything as a group as opposed to his day. And the question was about his day and also Justin Fields.
Yeah, well, let's get to the Najee thing in a moment here. Another person went at Broderick with all due respect, stop taking penalties. To which Broderick said, I had zero penalties, boss. Check the stats. First of all, who cares? Your quarterback got hit nine times, okay? Secondly, you should have had a penalty, and I still think they meant him on the play where Spencer Anderson came in late, which was a big play because the Steelers wound up punting from the Colts 41 because Tomlin didn't give Boswell a chance to kick a 58 or 59-yard field goal. Spencer Anderson came in late and hit a guy, but who came in later and hit somebody even worse was Broderick Jones. And I noticed the official talking to Broderick Jones, and I noticed the Steelers assistant coach talking to Anderson and Jones on the sideline. It was a stupid play that he made that he could have easily got called for, and I'm still not sure that the refs got it right there when they called Anderson.
They didn't.
So don't go back at people. Just stop, okay? Get better. You now are going to be the starting right tackle for the whole season. Turn off your social media and get better.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I think the officials did mess that up. They were going to let the Anderson one slide. It was Broderick Jones who came in late with another one from behind. A worse one, I thought. And that's who I thought the penalty was on. I think they misnamed it. I think it was on Broderick Jones. They didn't call it that way. Regardless, you can't make that play. You can't peel a guy off from behind the way he was trying to do there, knowing what's at stake. So, and the social media stuff is so childish. Just why do you have to respond? Who cares?
And you also come
nameless
off like,
gray faces.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What Tomlin calls them. That's what they are.
Yeah, check
keyboard
my stats.
Warriors,
you played well? You played well in the game? Who played well on a day when your lead back averaged 1.3 yards a carry and your quarterback got hit 9 times, sacked 4 times? Speaking of Najee, do we have time to get to this? Why don't we get to this at the top of the hour? A Colts linebacker came out and ripped him after the game. We'll tell you what he said, and we'll talk about Najee's game coming up. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. James Daniels reportedly out for the year. So the offensive line continues.
So that's 3 guys out for the year.
Yeah.
3 offensive linemen out for the year,
exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, fan hotline presented by who? Fotanu,
Nate
Daniels.
Herbig.
Oh, Herbig. I wasn't thinking him. Okay, but definitely 2 starters. Yeah.